from KQED.
Just a moment. Just a moment. We need three people. Just a moment. If everyone would move back. Move back, please.
The crowd was over capacity last night at a community meeting in Richmond. Hundreds of people showed up to express their distress in the wake of the fire Monday at the Chevron oil refinery on the east side of San Francisco Bay. Company officials have promised to pay for damages, but the incident has highlighted the ongoing unease many in Richmond feel living next door to a 110-year-old plant. Health officials, for instance, say their tests show the concentration of toxics in the air below levels that should spark intervention efforts, but that didn't fly with everyone in the crowd. That said, there were disagreements even in the crowd. Antoine Claude, program director of Men and Women of Purpose, a Richmond nonprofit, appears willing to live with the risk.
But as soon as the smoke come up, all y'all want to come out and start blasting Chevron. Without Chevron being in Richmond, we will be just like Vallejo. Broke.
In the short term, people across California can reliably brace to pay more at the pump, 35 cents a gallon more at the least, almost immediately. Denton Cinquegrana of the Oil Price Information Service reminds us the Golden State uses a special blend of gasoline that is entirely refined within our borders.
Think of it as an island unto itself as far as refined products are concerned.
He says he won't be surprised if the average price for a gallon of regular gas in California rises above $4, especially if the refinery remains shut for a long time. Chevron officials say they're still evaluating damage. Before the fire, the Richmond facility processed 243,000 barrels of oil a day.